goal. It's to learn more Bible verses. And so the one that's sticking in my head today starts with, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." I was discussing that around the studio here tonight with Reverend Arthur Hunt, who is the senior pastor of Hunt Memorial Cathedral of Faith, and he has some thoughts on that verse, which is found in Hebrews. Reverend Hunt, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, and confidence is sometimes associated with pride. Hmm. There's a pride of arrogance, and then there's a pride of dignity. And so the pride of dignity houses confidence. And the Word of God, Philippians 1 and 6 says, "Be confident of this very thing. Mm-hmm. He who has begun a good work mm-hmm. in you," and good work is the key phrase, "he who has begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." And so you got money, but you lose it. You got fame, but you lose it. You've got notoriety in some aspect of what you've done, legacy-wise or otherwise, but you lose it. But the confidence is what you need so that you can always do what God has ordained you to do. So as long as a person has confidence, they can recover and pursue and overcome. And so this is a part of a Pauline principle that is very applicable for everyone. Keep your confidence because that in alignment with faith, mm-hmm. because the remainder of this particular text talks about faith. And faith has a contract in our term, but it's a covenant in a biblical concept that says whatever God says is going to happen, don't doubt it, because mm-hmm. it surely will come to pass. The just shall live by faith. And so this is a powerful moment for everyone who is pursuing a dream or a destiny. If God told you you could do it, it doesn't matter if it's in your bank account, it doesn't matter if it's in your degree certifications. If God said it, that settles it. Stay focused until the destiny is attained.
That is so encouraging. It's along the same lines of what Valeta Keyes said mm-hmm. earlier when we interviewed her, that in a dream she had been told that she would mm-hmm. raise the awareness about breast cancer. And mm-hmm. here she is in Red Book already, and this Heart and Soul article actually is released October 1st today mm-hmm. and not October 15th, so I misspoke earlier. But that's the same thing she was saying about the confidence. I don't know that we always associate the word confidence with our faith, mm-hmm. but it is indeed along the same lines.
Faith is a contract that gives you like a house that you're buying. If you have the contract with the bank and the contractors, then the house is not there, but it is there mm-hmm. because you've done all the certification and all the due diligence.
Now, I like that, Reverend Hunt. That'll
yes.
preach.
Well,
I like that. And so what you're saying is our faith mm-hmm. is a contract, so you can have the confidence
absolutely
that it is done.
It's not there yet, but it's there in the faith realm.
Amen.
And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, you won't please a lot of people talking faith, because if they're not of faith, then they will say it's ludicrous mm-hmm. or it's a something that is not real. But those who are walking with God and who are living according to the will and the word of God just lives by faith. God said it, and he saw it. And so that's the process of God who doesn't change. He says it, and then it appears. And so we who are in his image know that he doesn't change. Whatever he said, it is. And whatever we say according to his word, his will, it will come to pass. So though it tarry, wait for it. Mm-hmm. For it will not lie. It will surely come to pass.
This word confidence keeps cropping up in my life recently. I attended a restoration service last week for someone who is battling cancer. And family members were saying, "We heard what the doctor said, mm-hmm. and we appreciate and respect what the doctor said, but we know what God said, mm-hmm. and our confidence is in God." There was that word again. Then
yes.
someone was praying for me, and they said, "Lord, bless her with confidence."
Mm-hmm. Well, confidence and arrogance sometimes are confused.
Meaning confidence in God, not confidence in myself, but confidence in God.
Yeah, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the psalmist in 24. Mm-hmm. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And so when you are talking about what God can do,
right, not God, we're not talking about what we can do. We're talking about what God can do. Confidence in God. Don't put it in me.
Right.
No.
But when you have it in the application that it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about God in us, the hope of glory. And so we're just instruments. We're just puppetized. God is the puppeteer. We're the puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And so let the puppet do what the puppeteer is orchestrating. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see the beauty of the symphony, of that wonderful artistry at work.
You know, maybe I've missed it, or maybe these are sermons I've slept through, but I don't recall a lot of talk about confidence. Is that because we are human and we might get just a little bit confused about confidence and we don't want to step over into something that is not of God, that cousin, arrogance?
No, not mostly. Mostly it's because people are in a secular worldview, and it's about what I can do. It's about me, myself, and I. And so when you think about what you can do or someone else can do, there's a limitation.
Amen.
Or there's an arrogance that's exuding. And so we don't want to hear arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to go outside of a worldview that is very skeptical. So most people don't dream. The dream that we were referring to in Numbers chapter 12, God speaks to his prophets and his spiritual leaders in dreams and visions. And so when you have a dream or a vision, as we mm-hmm. were talking earlier, then most often in a spiritual container, it is God talking, affirming his word.
Amen.
So that you can sleep on it and you can dream on it and you can make it real.
Amen. That was a blessing. Thank you so much, Reverend Arthur Hunt, who is the senior pastor of Hunt Memorial Cathedral of Faith. I hope you are enjoying tonight's Village Celebration Radio Show as much as I am. Didn't you enjoy that village verse from Reverend Arthur Hunt of Hunt Memorial Cathedral of Faith? So it made me think of the song Tasha Cobb sings, Confidence.
I know you will. I've got confidence. God can.
Producers and I sit down each week to talk about what we will feature during the show. Sometimes there is a common denominator or theme, and sometimes there is not. We just think of stories we think you would enjoy hearing. But I believe today's show had a theme, confidence. So do not throw away your confidence. Whether you are starting a nonprofit, a for-profit, building a family, or you are researching your family's history, keep that confidence that, as Todd Perry said, the Holy Spirit gives you, the Comforter who we know is sent from the Heavenly Father. I've had a great time. I hope you have too. 1st of October, we will spend the month focusing on the health of the women in our community, specifically focusing on breast cancer. If you've not had a mammogram, please get one. And for the men who are listening, encourage the women in your lives to do so as well. I'm Vicki Newton, and you've been listening to The Village Celebration. Thank you for joining us.
Pressed my way through. Pressed my way through. Can't give up now. I must press my way through. Oh Lord, press my way through. Press my way through. God has something waiting. If I press my way through, let me see. Press my way through. I don't know about you, but I gotta press my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through. Every day I'm pressing my way through. Pressing my way through. God has something waiting. Must press my way through. Pentecostal boy here, Tony, say.
Press my way through.
Sing it, Tony, sing.
Press my way through. Woo. I just can't give up now.
I need a witness in here tonight.
I've got to press my way through.
Let's go, keep on pushing.
Press my way through.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to press my way through. God's got something waiting. Yeah. I got to press my way through.
Stay right there, stay right. Y'all help me sing. Press my way.
Press my way through.
Y'all can help me sing it. Come on.
Press my way through.
Can't give up. Press my way.
Press my way through.
I gotta press my
press
way through.
My way through.
Oh, 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 oh. God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Stay right there. God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Come on, y'all, help me sing. God got something.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
God has something waiting.
For every tear you had to shed,
God has something waiting.
Every night you stayed up all night,
God has something waiting.
God got something waiting.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do.
God has something waiting.
Yes, He do. Yeah.
God has something waiting.
Hold on. Anybody gonna hold on? I said, anybody gonna hold on? Anybody ever felt like giving up? Anybody ever felt like throwing in the towel? Anybody ever said, I ain't going back no more? But I got good news for you tonight. If you can hold on just a little while longer, touch someone and tell them help is on the way. Come on and tell somebody help is on the way. Woo. Come on and tell them help is on the way. Yes it is, yes it is, yes it is. Help me sing, y'all. God,
God is something waiting.
Shh, shh. Woo. Ain't gonna make y'all shout, but that's what you're waiting on. Because when you think, you ought to automatically start to think, y'all ain't sense. God got something waiting. God. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Say it again, y'all. God is on.
God is something waiting.
How many of y'all been working hard in church? And look like the more you work, the lesser folk appreciate you. Well, I want you to know payday is coming after a while. I said payday is coming after a while. You just remember one thing. God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.
God is something waiting.